U.S. foreign aid, where to send it and how to send it, requires an often complicated formula of persuasion, money, and timing. When the U.S. Congress reconvenes later this month, lawmakers are expected to approve the largest proportional increase in U.S. foreign aid since the Marshall Plan. A large part of the proposed legislation is aimed at directing new money in a way that prevents it from just enriching corruption. Andrew Natsios heads the U.S. Agency for International Development, USAID, which currently oversees most aid programs. We spoke with him yesterday in his office and asked him what criteria would be used to assess whether or not a nation could receive aid from what will be called the Millennium Challenge account.
One is governing justly. What's the level of political corruption? Does it respect human rights, the government? The second set of criteria are around the economic development, because ultimately a country can be very democratic and extraordinarily poor, can be very healthy and extraordinarily poor. Mm-hmm. One thing that has to go on for a country to develop is high rates of economic growth sustained over a long period of time. And we want to know what the business climate is. What is there an encouragement by the government for investors and entrepreneurs? Mm-hmm. Do you have to get 62 permits, which take 5 years mm-hmm. to get before you can become a taxi driver? The third set of criteria is whether you invest in your own people, in education and health. Because mm-hmm. a population that's 40% HIV/AIDS infected, or there's a 5% literacy rate, is going to have serious trouble developing. Only because you have a sick workforce that's uneducated, it's difficult to develop economically and politically.
Who's going to make these judgments ultimately?
Under the legislation that's been proposed by the president, there is a board. On the board is the Secretary of State, who chairs it. Colin Powell will chair the board. The Secretary of the Treasury is on it. I'm on it. I think there are several other senior officials in the government that are on it as well. Mm-hmm. And they will make the decision as to which countries become eligible and which countries get what amount of money.
Mm-hmm. Does this mean there's some countries now receiving aid that theoretically could lose it?
No, because the president has said we will not cut aid flows from existing programs to mm-hmm. fund this. We're going to hold those harmless.
Forgive me for not knowing, Mr. Natsios, but does Georgia now receive assistance?
Georgia does receive assistance, okay. Yes. So under the Freedom Support Act, which is an account just for former Soviet states.
Mm-hmm. So the new government, Mikhail Saakashvili's government, yes. that has just taken power there, would they continue to receive assistance? Would they want to qualify for the Millennium Challenge grant?
Every country, even ones that are way down in the bottom of the list, want to qualify. I've had mm-hmm. some governments that are so far from qualifying, and yet they're really it's entertaining to listen to heads of state try to explain to me why they don't meet any of the 16 criteria and are not even remotely on the list, why they should be.
What might you say to those Americans who would say $5 billion increase, the biggest since the Marshall Plan? We can't afford that.
We can't wall ourselves off from the rest of the world. We found that out September 11th. What happens in the rest of the world affects the security of the United States. And having a lot of failed states in the world and a lot of countries that are desperately poor, where there is no development going on, where the country is making no progress, are invitations to instability that can lead to terrorist groups and international criminal cartels sort of congregating in those countries. What are the three countries where bin Laden had his headquarters? Somalia, which has not had a national government since 1991. Sudan, which has been in the middle of a civil war for 20 years. We hope it's about to end. Mm-hmm. And the third country that bin Laden went to was Afghanistan, because there was no national government. One of the things we think is going to happen because of the Millennium Challenge account is countries that do not make it onto the eligibility list will begin to change their behavior. So some people say, well, this is only going to affect 15 countries. That is not true. That's who will get the money. The countries that may have the most profound changes, in fact, may be the countries that just missed becoming eligible. And some of our aid program is going to be reoriented within AID, our traditional aid program, to what we call the near-miss countries, countries that almost were eligible but not quite. We're going to ask the governments, do you want to qualify? And if you do, we will reorient our whole aid program to work on those areas that you were weakest on that meant that you didn't qualify.
Andrew Natsios is the administrator of USAID. We spoke with him at his office in Washington, D.C.